Welcome to the Clear Frames Podcast,
the Sidetrack Series,
with your hosts, the beautiful Nestor 3000, the slightly intoxicated Louis D2C, the pumped and furry Big Cat Leo, and the mad producer, St. Pablo. Like and subscribe, you cowards.
Yo, what's good? We're back with another episode of the Sidetrack Series. Yo, you can turn that down eventually, Pablo. Like now would be cool. There you go, yeah.
If you feel so inclined.
He's learning.
I was liking it, though.
For the record, for the record, I'm not intoxicated at all.
That's a first. There's a first for everything. Jeez. I'm surprised something's not right in this world. You want the rain?
New Year's resolution. What?
You want a beer?
Oh, you did make a New Year's resolution, huh?
I did?
I don't know what you just said.
Nah. I was like, I did what?
Are you just broke? Are you just broke or you just
Nah, I have a whole bottle over there somewhere.
Nah. That's my bottle. You ain't touching
no,
that.
No, next to that one.
Let's pour a shot, dude. Let's pour a shot.
Fix that candle.
Nah, I'm not drinking tonight.
Yeah, I'm good.
You guys feeling that like rainy weather sicky thing too?
No.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm not. I think all you guys have mono. I don't know what you guys do.
What the fuck is mono?
The kissing disease.
Explain mono to him.
Was he an artist? Wasn't he like an English like artist or something like that? Or no, that's Bono.
Bono. to be honest, Bono probably is the first person to ever have mono. That's probably why they call him Bono.
I don't think that's true.
No, it's not. Not at all.
Bono, I'm pretty sure, is American, too.
No, he's not.
No, U2's not American, are they?
Yeah, they are. Aren't they?
No.
I don't know.
There's no way.
Do you remember when U2 fucking put their album
on
everyone's phones? Yeah. Like, I don't want this shit.
Is that the...
I don't know, but I think it was a Super Bowl thing, right?
I never listened to it.
That's not YouTube. What the fuck? Bro, you're taking two giant L's this early.
Whatever,
dude. You're really off your game, bro. You got the brain fog going.
You know who else took an L? We did.
On what?
Because one of the intros got copyright. It wasn't a strike, but it was a claim.
Why?
Yeah.
Which one?
The expensive one.
Really?
For yeah. What?
For the hip hop?
I told you he was up to no good from the beginning, but y'all didn't fucking want to listen to me. It was one of the song he used. Apparently, he thought, I don't know. I don't know if it's the whole song or a piece of the song or a sound effect or whatever the fuck, but he was cool about it. He didn't realize that they fucking took it off somebody 4 years ago, he said, 4 or 5 years ago. And apparently I was the first one to bring it to his attention. And then he's like, oh, well, you know, I can resend it to you. He sends us a new one with like a really bad song
that didn't work at all.
He probably literally was like, oh, this song's good. And then he just threw it over. Like, so I just told him to send us the audio without music. So we're going to try to work on that.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I had these emails and I was listening to them and I was like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was a giant L. We didn't get a discount or anything.
I know. He couldn't send us money back or something.
Jesus.
I don't know.
I guess technically that counts as a revision, right?
I want to write a
I guess. I yeah. Guess. Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever.
But that was his fault. He should have known. Like, maybe we should
assess it too. I don't want to get on his bad side.
No, he's good. He's cool. I don't want to be on his bad side either.
He's going to sass us and shit.
He's actually a really cool guy. Like, I was messaging back and forth with him. He was really cool about things. He didn't give me a hard time at all. He actually felt really bad. And he's really happy that we like his work. But, I mean, it's an easy fix. We'll figure it out.
You're an imaging dude.
You're an imaging guy.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah. So, you guys feeling old nowadays?
Oh yeah, 100%, dude.
Why is that?
You guys do anything that makes you feel old? I know earlier you were talking about like
you threw your back out.
Well, you threw your back out, and then you're talking about like words you don't understand, certain slang anymore.
We're not hip with what the kids.
I hope the camera was on you when you said you were in the club doing your little dance. There you go. Were you really like? How'd you mess up your back dancing?
No.
you're throwing it back or what?
He's throwing that ass in a circle. I was doing the move for his birthday when he was drunk.
It started last Friday, dude.
He calls that the butt plug, by the way.
Does he?
Yeah.
What?
That's the only way you get that movement is with the butt plug in there.
I wouldn't know, bro.
You did it.
I wouldn't know.
You did it.
That's not what I called it. I was literally just walking last week. I was at work and literally like taking step, like just walking down a fucking, I was at a restaurant. I was like, what the fuck? My back just started hurting. I had to like step out for a second. Like I went to my car and started stretching out because it hurts. Honestly, it hurt pretty bad. It kind of like went away.
From just walking?
Literally just walking.
Do you know how to walk?
Apparently not anymore, dude. I'm getting old. I'll be 28.
That's not a couple months. I feel like anything under 50 is not old.
No, I don't. I don't know what I did.
No,
I
was but once, on a once flat you hit surface, your, once too. You hit your 30s, that's when the pains don't start. They don't go away.
Nah, see, it's different though. It just depends on your lifestyle too.
I don't even do heavy lifting at work anymore, so that wasn't it either.
That's it though. That's what did it. It's because your body was used to it, and now you've gotten complacent.
But I still work out regularly.
Yeah, but it's different. I'm telling you, it's different.
Is that like, true, Pablo?
It's different. It's different muscles.
Does he work out regularly?
Well, I don't know. I changed my schedule, so I don't see him.
Yeah, he goes in the mornings now.
He goes where?
In the mornings.
Oh,
the mornings.
Okay.
Yeah, which I might start doing too now that I'm working a little bit later in the morning. I might like just do the sacrifice and go to the gym at like 5:30 or 6.
Do you guys do anything that makes you feel old or that like categorizes you in the old category, like that you used to see other people do, like either your parents, uncles, or just people in general that are older?
Yeah, I'll go to work if I'm sick.
I'm still young because I don't do that shit.
Always doing that shit, dude. I always go to work sick. I always go to work on my birthday. I've never taken a
bro
day
I call
off
my why are you calling off today? I'm sick, bro. I'm too
I don't,
ill
I don't, but I don't see that as an old people shit or thing. Like I just rather use my sick days to actually do something.
Yeah,
so if I'm sick, I'm like, I don't want to waste it.
But see, I don't get sick days. Like we just get PTO, so it's like if we are sick, they take it from our PTO, which is stupid.
Yeah.
So you guys don't have a choice.
I don't like that.
Yeah, exactly. No. I make like old people sounds. Does that count? Like I grunt and shit, like getting up or sitting down.
Yeah, that's definitely an old person thing.
Yeah, I do that.
No, it's a slang for sure. Like we were talking about earlier, like the whole Riz. Like, hey, how's your Riz?
To be honest with you, I still don't know what that
means. I don't understand it.
I don't even know if I'm saying that right. I don't know. If we have any young viewers or younger viewers, you guys can let us know how to use those terms.
If you're listening.
Yeah, there you go. Someone hit up Andrew. He'll know. His Riz is probably on point, dude.
Probably, yeah. And he's grinding, too, so his Riz is up there.
Yeah. Look at it.
Yo, my man's got Riz, though, for real, dude.
He got that Riz.
Yeah.
We should have him come back.
That Riz game is strong, dude.
I taught him well.
I still don't know what Riz means, but I'm just going to say it makes sense.
We should have him come back, but he doesn't have to be an intern. He'll just sit in the corner and like tell us what slang words mean and stuff like that. He'll be our urban dictionary.
He'll make us feel young again.
Yeah.
Or he'll just make us feel very fucking old because we'll be like, that's stupid. That's dumb. Are we, though? I don't think we are.
We the drunk old uncles at the parties now.
You're the drunk old We're uncle sure? at the
no,
party.
No, for real?
What do you mean? I'm chilling, dude. I'm vibing.
Well, I've been old, but I've like for real, like today, like I had this discussion about aging out or whatever because I was on Twitter and obviously, what's the one in Florida going on right now? FYA? Yeah, the FYA Fest?
I don't know.
It's like Sound and Fury, but
I'm too old to know.
Nah, but like, he had to have been young. I didn't like research to see how old he was, but he had to be in his 20s. And he's like, oh, like, I can't trust people. I'll pull it up that way I can get it like on point because I want to get this right. But I sent it to Steven because I was just like, oh, this is funny. Oh, this is what he said. He said, I don't trust hardcore kids that don't listen to hardcore regularly.
The fuck does that mean?
Am I untrustworthy? Because, dude, I mean, just the other day I had my I won't listen to this. I won't listen to this. Like, I haven't listened to this in a long time. But that was probably the first time I listened to hardcore in like months.
Okay, dude. But do you feel like when we were, well, like obviously like you would listen to hip-hop and stuff like that, but like when we were younger, like especially like when we were like in the scene, like was that all you listened to
for the most part?
Same,
yeah,
so did I.
Now it's like that's the least to. That's probably the least genre in my playlist
too,
right now.
Probably
that's probably like one of the only fucking music groups that has that like oh, the hardcore kids. Like, there's no like hip hop kid. There's no.
Yeah,
like,
there is hip hop heads. Yeah, there is. Yeah. You can categorize
really like most of
really?
I feel like most of the people that go to like Thought Fest, like they live and breathe like hip hop, like on
the and then they're like the underground like the underground hip hop crowd, and then there's just the regular hip hop, the rap crowd, yeah, all that shit, yeah.
Oh, but this is a comment that did it for me. Someone said you appreciate it all so much more when you dedicate it as a lifestyle rather than just music, because it really is more than music.
And that's kind of, I mean, it's kind of true, because like now, like I don't know, I was just a pissed off, like angsty,
yes,
you know, yeah, younger young adult, yeah, or teen. That's at the time, yeah, exactly, it was, yeah, yeah.
But it's just funny because it's like that's such a young mentality. Because like me and Steve were talking about it, I was like, dude, I was like, fools are corny. But it's funny because the thing is,
were we that corny?
Yes,
yeah,
we were 100%. We were that corny. I promise you, we were that corny. And there was somewhere, there was some old head that was like, these fools are fucking whack.
Yeah, you know, I feel like we need to have like a sophisticated episode where we're just like, wine bottles and those, what do you drink wine out of, like a wine glass,
yeah, like the Ralphie episode.
Kind of, but
why, it, why? Like, we just fucking drink whiskey
because we're sophisticated. And it reminds me of was it Robin Big or Fantasy Factory,
yeah,
when he was out with John Mayer and they were being all sophisticated, yeah, 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 they had like old ladies, they had cougars next to them. I think one of the oldest things that Steph pointed out that I've been doing lately is like I play like, because I got the Switch recently, and I've been playing. Oh, I didn't tell you. Yeah, I got a Switch. Well, Steph got me a Switch for Christmas. I've been playing this golf.
I wish I knew where mine was.
Oh, you don't know where it's at?
I have no fucking clue.
That's whack. We could
have. You've been playing golf?
I have a Switch, yeah, too. Yeah, yeah.
Damn, you have old. A Switch, too?
I've had a Switch for like 2 years.
I'll get the new FIFA so we can play online together.
You have it?
Yeah.
It's good?
It's $20 right now on the Switch store.
Say less. I'm going to get it.
Get it. No. Yeah, it's called Golf Story. So it's like an indie game. So that was the selling point for me, because I've been following this guy ever since I got the Switch. He's like a Switch YouTuber. And they were just going through like the best games, this and that. And it's just an indie golf game. So it's kind of like a game you would play on your phone.
I think it's on the Apple Store.
Maybe. It's also like a game that you would have played like on the Sega or like on the Nintendo, like it's that like 8-bit quality. It's like very like low bit quality, but it's also like easy, just single button or two buttons.
You just like aim and then just,
yeah,
like,
it's just like,
and there's a little meter for power,
okay, something like that, yeah. And I've been doing that to pass the time, or like I have this game on my phone. It's like a Candy Crush type game. It's called Homescapes. I've been playing that for
I know what you're talking about,
dude. I've been playing that game since I've been with Steph.
Did you like pay for the no ads?
I don't get ads. No, you don't get ads on that.
Okay.
On the Switch.
No, he's talking on his phone though.
No, it's on my phone. It's one of those like old people games that like you
that
just
kind of crush. Yeah,
I've spent so many hours.
But that one has like little mini games too, doesn't it?
Like barely.
Okay.
Yeah, and you can skip through the mini games. But that's probably like the most old person thing I do. But I've been doing it since like my mid-20s. You know what I mean?
When you have a job where you sit around, because when I worked at the gas station, I used to
yeah, and when like especially when I had downtime, like I would play that a lot.
I would also take my Switch to the gas station. I would just sit there.
I took it to work once, just as, like the next on Christmas Day when I got it, I took it to work, and I played Mario Kart with Kevin. But that was it. I haven't taken it again. I just don't find the time, or like I don't want to be busting out my Switch at work. I don't know. That's what I have my phone for. It's essentially like similar, just not that. The games are a lot funner on the Switch, which I kind of want to like bring it out one of these episodes and just play and talk at the same time, because I want to shit talk you guys while playing the Switch. That'll be so much fun.
Why?
Play what? What are we going to play?
I don't know.
No, he's going to play by himself. He wants to shit talk us. Well,
no, I want to play. Why would I play by myself? I don't know. What the fuck?
That's what it sounded like.
What do you mean? Why would I?
What games you got?
Dude, you can play Mario Kart. You can play Mario
Smash
Party.
Smash Brothers.
You can get like Family Feud and play Family Feud. There's so much shit you can play on the
Smash
Switch.
Smash Brothers. I have Mario Party. I don't have Mario Kart.
I have Mario Kart.
I have all three of those.
I don't have Smash. I want to get Smash.
Hit me up, bro.
You don't know where it's at. You get FIFA though, for real. It has like 4 days left in the eShop to get that price.
Damn, better 20 get on
bucks.
It, bro.
That's 20 cheap. Bucks. Yeah, it's not bad.
But does that take? That's gonna take memory from the device itself, though, right?
I think you can get a memory card, dude. I bought like 3 or 4 games
there's
from
a,
the eShop.
There's a cloud on the Switch.
There is, right?
There is. I used to pay for it. I don't pay for it anymore
because
I've been using it.
Because, like, did you get a Switch Lite or a regular Switch?
The regular one.
Yeah, because the Switch Lite doesn't... Oh, it does take cards. But it doesn't have as big a memory, so it has to have that.
I don't even know how much memory mine has. But I have the... I don't know if it's the newest one. I don't know.
How is the quality on that FIFA 23?
I haven't played it yet. I literally just bought it because I saw it was $20.
I heard the quality sucks.
I mean, it's a Switch.
Yeah, but it's a Switch. It's a fucking new
game. Yeah, but it's Nintendo. Nintendo's never... Although on the Mario one, they did pretty yeah. well. But
I think Nintendo also goes for like a more retro vibe. With their games. I don't know. I mean,
I'm still down.
It's probably better than quality on your phone. Remind you know me. What I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
So, but actually, speaking of being old and feeling old, I read this.
No Riz.
And having no Riz.
Having no Riz whatsoever.
I read this cool story on this guy that had probably the most Riz out of anyone I've ever known, including you guys. He's a Swedish dude. His name is Gustav Håkansson, also known as the Steel Grandpa. He's fucking dope. So, and he was also like a very stubborn guy. He was so stubborn. And let me know if you would ever do this. Actually, you're a big, like, you got to get your hair cut like once every 2 weeks or whatever, right? Like, you go pretty consistently. Like, you got to have that fresh fade. Your beard's got to be lined up. If you ever got in a fight, hypothetical, with your barber, would you just go elsewhere? Like, it's just you can't make amends. Like, what, I don't know, whatever happened. You're not going to go back to him. You would go elsewhere, right?
Yeah.
This guy got in a fight with his barber and he said, fuck it. And, or it was because back in the day, this was like in the 30s, they would like go get their beard shaved or whatever.
It was probably a small town. There probably was no other barbers.
Come on now. He said, fuck it. And he just never shaved again. Like, literally, until his fucking deathbed, he never shaved again.
Why wouldn't he go to another barber?
I don't know. It was just a stubborn thing of him. Like, I don't know, maybe, like...
Why wouldn't you just shave himself?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Why wouldn't you just shave yourself?
I don't know. Why are you guys trying to...
Have you ever tried to shave with a straight razor?
Yeah, I do it all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, you line up with the straight razor. You don't shave with the straight razor.
I don't ever shave my beard either.
Exactly. Like,
I do the bottom part with the razor, and then... the top with the straight edge, like line up everything else with the straight edge.
I always get a little bit nervous, like when my barber like hits it with a straight razor. Like, I trust him, obviously, but it's just like, even like, you never know that maybe that.
I always think about that too. I'm like, what if like your barber just goes crazy and does that to like somebody or to you? Like, I always think about that. Like,
you ever seen Sweeney Todd, bro?
Well, I saw it in The Office. I haven't seen the actual play, but yeah, like that. You trust your barber so much, right? Like, if he fucks up your hair, that's one thing, but he can literally fucking slice your throat.
You could survive though, right? Unless like he goes like all the way.
I don't
around.
Think that blade is his sharp enough to.
If he gets your artery, dude, you can fucking bleed out.
Bro, you could get a paper cut, bro. Like, you don't think that razor could slice you?
That razor can definitely slice you. Are you kidding, dude? It's a fucking razor blade.
It's a razor blade.
Yeah. Maybe.
Sharp as a razor.
But I mean, hockey players have taken fucking...
That's what I'm saying. There's that one hockey... And he survived.
The one I thought you were pointing that way.
No, the one that took the
hockey
the
players?
Ice, there's been a couple, and they've survived that. Anyway, so...
missed that artery, too, though.
He held his own neck.
No, I think it got his artery.
He got his artery?
Yeah, it did. Damn. He was, like, gushing blood out on the thing, but he held his own neck in place or whatever, and I guess like, he put enough pressure, and they were able to get him to the hospital and stitch him back up.
Good for him.
So, anyways... This guy in 1951, he was 66 years old. He wanted to do a bike race in Sweden. It was a 1,000-mile race, and I think the cutoff limit or the age limit was 40 years old. And he said, like, they told him basically to fuck off, and he said, like, nope. He fucking like an hour or a couple hours after the race had started, he said fuck it, and he like sewed like a big number 0 on his chest and on his back, and he did the fucking race. It took him 6.5 days to complete the race. While everyone would like stop at night to like get some rest, sleep, whatever, he wouldn't. He kept going. I think in total he slept like 10 hours throughout the race. He was the first one to finish. And instead of waiting for everyone else to like finish and meet him at the finish line, he had fucking tea with the king? I think it's king of Sweden. He's a fucking badass guy.
How do you make it? How do you get to the king?
because it became like a popular big thing in Sweden that this guy, this 66-year-old or however 60-year-old man,
yeah,
was doing this race like for nothing, really, just for himself, and like to say fuck you to the people that didn't let him do it.
This is the same guy that got in a fight with his barber.
Yeah.
Why is he just beef with everybody?
He kind of reminds me of somebody I know.
Maybe he ain't had no, he didn't have no riz. And maybe that's why he.
Or maybe he's just a big hater like you.
Hey, man.
I got beef with him. I mean, you're hating on him right now. You're hating hard on him right now.
I'm just saying straight facts, bro.
Like, what are the facts?
If everybody is having problems with this guy, maybe everyone else isn't the problem. Maybe he is.
The king didn't have a problem with him.
That's true. But you know what? Fuck that guy. No, I'm just kidding.
I think that's pretty fucking cool.
I guess, yeah.
No, you don't think it's cool. No.
I don't know him personally. I can't speak on him.
He's probably dead now.
Yeah, well, of course he is. There's no king of Sweden anymore. Is Sweden the one that's known for being neutral?
I don't know.
And during like the war?
I don't know shit about Sweden.
I don't know.
You're the one that knows random facts about like history and shit.
Big Hat?
Sweden though?
The guy that doesn't know how to fucking walk?
Yeah. We call him the historian. That's his riz on the streets. They're like, yo, that bro, that's guy my knows riz? About world history. Right
that's
there.
My riz on the streets?
That's your riz, homie.
Random knowledge, random facts?
Random facts.
No, I don't know. Sweden? I don't know. That's a small country, huh?
Is that where Amsterdam is?
No.
That's Netherlands. That's Netherlands, right? Yeah, there we go.
Sweden is probably pretty close to Amsterdam.
Switzerland and Sweden. Those are two different things, right?
Yeah. One of them, Switzerland's a red flag with like the white cross in the middle.
And Sweden's blue.
Sweden's
right?
Blue with like a yellow stripe or yellow cross.
See, I told you your shit.
Yeah, because he just watched the World Cup.
That's his only frame of reference for countries.
Neither of those two countries were in the World Cup.
Sweden had to.
Sweden or Switzerland were not.
Netherlands? Was it Netherlands?
Netherlands was.
Yeah. See, one of those countries. Did you see the trailer for Ant-Man?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed
one?
It.
The newest one? Yeah. Okay, I haven't really been hyped for it, but I saw that new one. Like, I was like, yo.
He's going to die, right?
He is, right?
Gonna kill
That's
him
what
off.
I said, yeah. too. Yeah, he's going to die. Sadly. But, hey,
I mean, I think they're killing most of them off so they can just start a new thing.
That's how you know we're getting gold, dude. The new Iron Man is going to be a chick, right? Like a young girl?
She was in
Black Panther?
Yeah.
He might make an appearance. Who knows?
Did you guys watch Black Panther yet?
No,
he hasn't.
I'm just gonna wait for it to come out on Disney.
February 5th.
Let's talk about
first.
First?
Yeah.
There you go.
I'll watch it again. It was good. I liked it.
Did you watch Black Adam? Watch it.
No.
I just watched it a couple days ago.
What'd you think?
You're
a rock actor fan.
I'm a rock fan. I thought it was okay. I mean, it wasn't like. I don't know. At first, I was just judging it too much. I went in not liking it because I'm like, this is whack. Like, this is... Okay, that's supposed to be Doctor Strange, but it's Doctor Fate. And then that's supposed to be fucking Big Ant-Man, but it's the Atom dude. And then I was like, well, I think DC Comics came out with this shit first anyways. I don't know. I don't read comics, so I don't know how accurate it is. But once I kind of like just let go of like Marvel versus DC and kind of just got sucked into the movie, I was like, oh, this is pretty good. I mean, it was like dope anti-hero shit, and then it got a little too predictable at the end, a little cheesy, but I mean, it's not the worst DC film I've seen.
Didn't John Cena just have a DC film too?
He has a show.
He's in the Suicide Squad, right?
Yeah, the second one.
Yeah, but he had his own spin-off show.
How is that?
It's actually pretty good.
I didn't watch it.
Yeah,
it's made by the guy. Well, actually, both of them are made by the Guardians of the Galaxy guy.
Dude, like the thing with him, like him and The Rock, dude. I watch him in a movie, and it's like they're not that character. They're The Rock or John Cena, and I can't get that.
I got past that a long time ago,
dude. I still can.
Because even during like I think Walking Tall or The Rundown, I think it was The Rundown.
That was a good movie. I liked that.
Yeah, and I didn't see The Rock, man. And that's probably like the closest thing to The Rock because he did all those fight scenes. But honestly, with The Rock, like, in his acting stuff, I don't see him. John Cena, yes.
Yeah, him and Cena, dude, I see it. I don't know. But with Batista, I don't. Like, I like him on Guardians of the Galaxy. And
oh, Batista's, yeah. They're saying he's probably the best, like, not probably, I don't know, maybe most successful, but that might be The Rock. But he's probably, like, the best wrestler turned actor that there's been. Because he's, like, to me, yeah, he's a true actor. The Rock is a true actor, but he also plays like the same person a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of Batista, did you guys hear about what happened with him and Manny Pacquiao?
I heard something about, I saw that he, like, they had like, or he had a matching tattoo, or he had a tattoo.
Yeah. So I guess they were like really good friends.
Yeah.
And they had matching tattoos, or he had a tattoo for something related to Manny Pacquiao. And I guess Manny Pacquiao went publicly or spoke publicly about being against like LGBTQ or something. I don't know. He said something homophobic or along those lines. And I Batista supports the LGBTQ community.
His moms are gay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. It was like his mom or his sister or something.
His moms.
His moms. He's got.
Yeah.
Like he was raised by two yes. moms. Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he said he spoke publicly about it, that he wasn't friends with him anymore, and he got that tattooed covered up.
Yeah, because he just recently did a whole interview about his tattoos. I don't know, it was Tattoo Magazine or something.
Yeah.
Might have been Inked, I don't know. But yeah, he did mention that, like, he didn't say who it was, he's all, but a really good friend of mine spoke out against this and that.
Yeah, they confirmed it was Manny Pacquiao. I don't know how you become really good friends with Manny Pacquiao. That guy seems like a character, dude. He's like the guy that just...
I think he became very likable at some point when he was, like helping his country out a lot, like, trying to get them out of poverty and shit.
And he became president.
Yeah, I don't know.
He was involved in politics, became a president, and became, like, a professional basketball player in the Philippines.
Really? Yeah,
I didn't know
he
that.
He was doing a bunch of things. Acting.
He's, like, 5 foot something.
Yeah, well, dude, come on.
That's the Philippines. They're all around the head.
Damn, dude.
Have you guys heard of that new show? It's actually, I think it's the number one trending show right now on Netflix. It's called Kaleidoscope.
Yeah, I've seen it.
You saw it?
Freaking dope.
I didn't watch it.
What is it? What's it about?
I think it's like I haven't watched it yet, but it's supposed to be like a crime heist type of thing. But the cool part, it's a 7-parter. And the cool thing about it is that you can literally watch it in any order and it's going to make sense.
Really?
So, yeah, you can
pick any episode?
Yeah, so they're saying there's upwards of like 5,000 orders and you can watch it in, and it's going to make sense. They recommend, because they name them by color, like a kaleidoscope, and they recommend you to watch the white one last, but you don't have to. And I thought that was fucking cool. And I know one of the main actors there is, I forget his name, Giancarlo, I think. Gus Fring, Breaking Bad.
Oh, yeah.
Moff Gideon.
Yeah. He's supposed to be in the MCU.
Oh, is he?
Mm-hmm. Sick. I don't know who he's supposed to play.
But yeah, like, that's the cool thing about that show, and I think that's why it's trending. And I was thinking, what order did you watch it in, Pablo?
I'm not sure. Whatever order Netflix played it for me.
Oh, so it's just a random. I think Netflix just gives
it's
every
just a random generator.
I think on every account they do like a random order of it. But I found they also posted on their Twitter like a bunch of different orders that I don't know if it was just like for the memes or if it's actually like a thing. But I was thinking that we should all watch it in a different order and then we can talk about it.
How many episodes is it?
It's 7.
It's going to take me like the rest of the
So years. I think for you, I think who's your favorite director?
I don't know. Why?
Are you a Tarantino guy?
I am.
You are?
I'll take Tarantino. I like
all right, so yeah, you should do the Tarantino film style.
Oh, they have. Let me see. I can tell you. I can tell you. Out of all those directors,
it's just one director. Oh. So I'll give you your order, but his order is blue, green, yellow, orange, violet, pink, white, red, and then
fucking rainbow.
I'll send you the thing. I want to do the chronological order because I guess they go based off of like a timeline of years. Because they do 24 years, 7 years, 24 years before. It's like a major heist show. So they do 24 years before, 7 years before, 6 weeks before, 3 weeks before, 5 days before the actual heist, the morning after, and then 6 months after. And then I think you should do, so this is what's left. there's, from what Netflix posted, obviously you can watch in whatever fucking order you want, but they put Classic Detective Story in what I think is the correct order, according to Netflix. The Rainbow Order.
Any of those? I like the Classic Detective. That one sounds cool.
Classic. All right, I'll send you guys those. I think we should watch them, and then either next week or in 2 weeks, as long as we have the time to watch them, we can talk about what we thought and then compare and see whose order was the best, and then whoever still wants to watch it can watch it in whatever order we recommend.
I have 8 hours on Saturday. I could kill.
Nice.
No, I'll be honest. Like, I saw it, and the hater in me automatically was just like, "Ah, it doesn't look like anything new that I haven't seen before." But I didn't know that it had that special.
I'm a big fan of that actor. But yeah, I first found out about it in somebody talking about, like, "Oh, you can watch it in any order," and then I saw it on Netflix. So I was like, "Oh, that's sick." But I probably would have thought the same. I've been like, "Oh, it's just another fucking Netflix show." Yeah, that
like
I don't
it just
watch.
Looked like Den of Thieves, something like that. You know, just. Or whatever. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I don't know. Lately, sometimes I feel like Netflix like puts out way too much shit, and like I think it's not the best always.
I mean,
like lacking a little bit.
Like what though? Because I
like, not that it's bad. Like it's cool. Like it's entertaining. Like if you watch a movie, like it's, you know, entertaining for 2 hours, but it's like it's nothing. Like oh wow, that was the best movie I've ever seen. You know,
what is the last best movie you've ever seen?
It's funny you should ask.
Came prepared.
This was actually my favorite movie of the last year. Of last year. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. This movie was
I heard so much good shit about this movie, actually. By, like, multiple people.
It's so
spread out good. Throughout the year last
I
year.
I watched this at 2 o'clock in the morning one day on a work day. I just randomly woke up and I was like, ah, fuck it, let me put it on. And
is this like different universe type of
yes,
thing? Yeah, right.
Yeah. Somebody was saying that like this is like the true multiverse,
right?
Like explanation of the multiverse. But honestly, it's just a really heartfelt movie. It's almost ridiculous at times, but like it's so good.
I've been meaning to watch that. Good, yeah. Oh, what's the last like really good film I saw? I mean, I think the obvious for it would be like Batman.
Yeah, Batman was
probably
one
of the best ones I saw last year.
I like this one from last year. This one, The Northman.
Oh, that is.
It's the like the it's basically the story of Hamlet, but it's like a Viking revenge story.
Mm.
Like it's like this kid, like his uncle kills his dad, and like kidnaps his mom and tries to kill him. So he has to like escape and like whatever, and he lets all these years go by, and he just becomes like this big buff Viking dude, and he like, it's a revenge story. It's really good.
You don't watch movies, huh?
Not like that.
Oh, and then, dang, you got me too. Sorry. And then, I think the Wednesday show.
Oh, I liked it too. Yeah,
that was great. I wanted to watch it. Never got into it though.
Should watch it.
How long is it?
I don't know. 10 like episodes.
Eight. Fuck, man.
That's standard for, honestly, for like Netflix.
That's a good binge, or? Like you get together with Ev and then just on a rainy day like today, obviously on a weekend, and just fucking kick back and watch that show, dude.
I feel like you guys go out a lot. You're not a stay in couple.
No, he's a drunk uncle, remember?
Yeah. I actually don't get drunk that often.
Were you drunk last weekend?
Yeah, but it was
were
the
you
holidays.
Drunk the weekend before that?
Yeah, because that was
what about the one before that?
Christmas. It's a fucking holiday, dude.
I wasn't drunk on Christmas or New Year's.
Going backwards in order, it was my dad's birthday weekend, and then it was New Year's Eve or New Year's weekend, and then Christmas weekend, and then my mom's birthday weekend.
So, yeah, you're a wino.
I've been drunk the last 4 weekends.
So, you're a wino.
Yeah, dude, you have a problem.
I definitely do not have a problem.
So, you are that drunk uncle.
Yeah.
What are we?
For real though. So Reddit rants, you guys ready?
Yeah,
let's do this.
Alright, so you guys got options. You guys want to do a courtroom, or you guys want to do first date?
Let's do that.
Sure. Alright.
You go on a first date with someone. What habit or characteristic is a deal breaker? Oh dear. How about when I was invited out with a guy I met online to a nearby sushi place? We'd texted and chatted for about a week till I finally felt comfortable meeting him. Date picked me up. The conversation on the drive there was great. Seemed like we were connecting. However, while at the restaurant, he proceeded to order about $100 worth of sushi, while I ordered maybe a roll and some appetizers. My total would have been about $30, at most. I tried to engage him, but quickly realized the conversation was lacking, because he was, busy. He proceeded to text on his phone the entire time at dinner, ignored me and took pics of his food, posted that the place we were at was amazing. He ate everything in front of him. Okay.
He's stroking out.
At this point, I knew what was going on. And when the bill came, he was still on his phone, posting, texting, laughing at the response to his posts. He ignored the waiter, plus the bill. The waiter politely left it on the table. I looked at my date, then the waiter. Date never looked up from his phone. I then quietly and politely asked the waiter to split our bill, since date was so consumed with his phone, he didn't notice. Waiter retrieved the bill, adjusted it, then came back. With separate bills this time. The look on my date's face when he was handed a $100 bill for his food was priceless. I paid mine with my card, plus a hefty tip. Date asked me, oh crap, I forgot my wallet. Can you spot me? I just pretended I was on my phone and left him there, and walked out the door. I'd already ordered an Uber at this point, since he drove us there. And yes, don't worry, the waiter got a massive tip, about the amount of my bill. It wasn't his fault that the date was an asshat.
I mean, she went about it the right way.
That yeah. I do not like that when somebody's on the phone the entire time.
Yeah, that shit's annoying. Yep.
Even not on a date. It's like if you're just like hanging out with your homie and they're on their phone the whole fucking time and shit like that, that shit's annoying.
I mean, can I just point something out?
Yeah.
When we were hanging out before we started recording, both of you guys were on your phones and I was just sitting here.
Well, first of all, we're not on a first date.
No, but he said just when you're with your, even just hanging out.
It's not the same.
I think you've become somebody you hate.
It's not the same.
Why are you so defensive?
We weren't here, like, hanging out. We were waiting.
Damn.
Is that the same?
Yeah.
I don't get mad because I know it's not true, but whatever. I mean, yeah, I was on my phone, but honestly, like, I could ignore my, I could go without having a phone.
Yeah, we could have been, like, chilling and shit, but.
Last week, I didn't have a phone for, like, 3 hours because.
Why?
Because I didn't pay the phone bill.
But you still have Wi-Fi, right? Mm-mm. You didn't have Wi-Fi either? Damn, that sucks.
It doesn't bother me, honestly. I could go without having a phone.
I can't. I need my phone.
Like, honestly, like, I didn't have my Instagram for, like, a while, and that shit was refreshing as hell.
I thought you were going to last a lot longer, to be honest with you. I thought so.
Honestly, I could. Like, it's not, like, I don't know, like, taking a step back from it or whatever. I mean, not that you guys are like that. I was definitely the worst offender in, like, posting shit and stuff like that.
But, like, what are you taking a step back from? Because I don't... And enlighten me, because I don't understand when somebody takes, like, a break from social media. Like, what are you taking a break from?
I mean, I had it, like, separate reason. I don't know. Like, honestly, it was kind of, like, refreshing. Yeah.
He cannot live without his phone.
Oh, no, he'd die. Even though he's pretty new to social media, but maybe that's why, because it's, like, fresh.
I'm not even on social media. I'm on my phone.
It's for work, guys.
I'm on my phone probably, like, 16 hours a day.
Work. There's only 24 hours in a day.
I said 16 hours in a day.
I know. There's only 24. I'm sleeping for eight.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're admitting you're on your phone 24, not 24/7.
Can you turn your thing off?
Majority of the day.
I'm on my phone a lot, too. Like, I spend a lot of time on my phone.
I do, too, but it's mainly out of boredom.
Yeah, that's why.
Normally, I'm playing Marvel Snap and listening to a podcast.
I'm playing Homescapes and listening to music.
Yeah.
But and yeah. Then texting stuff. That's literally all I do on my phone.
Yeah.
And I also use it at work. I need it for work, too. But, I mean, I don't really need it for, like,
well, like, on a first date, like, I won't pay attention to
my phone. that's completely out of pocket. I mean, even when you're hanging out with your homies and shit. Like,
that's just somebody like with no Riz, said. Dude. They're going to be on their phone.
No Riz.
No, but it's pretty clear and pretty evident what this guy was doing. He was trying to get a free meal. Dude. Like, yeah. He probably was, like, texting his buddy, like, yo, this girl's busted, like, this and that. I'm just going to get a meal out of this. It was probably, like, a Tinder date or something, because that's very popular, too. Like, I've heard that's a very big, like, well-known or well-done. Not well-done, but, like, something that a lot of people do on those dating apps is they'll go on fake dates just to get like free meals.
So here's another question, because we obviously we already discussed how old we are, right? So we're from a different age. So is it now different, like, if you go out on a date, like, you do as a guy, you don't have to expect to pay?
I think it's always been just a
last time I went on a
personal thing. Like,
yeah, last time I went on a first date.
But if you went on a first date with somebody, would you pay?
Yeah,
I would.
But I've never went with the expectation of like,
who's gonna pay?
Yeah, it's like it also like depends. Like
I always go like, I'm gonna pay.
I was never asked
out. If I don't have money, I'm not gonna ask on a date.
I was never asked out. That's the thing. I was never asked out on a date. Like I'm the one that asked. That would ask, like, I'm the one that asked Steph, like, we should go out and get lunch or dinner or whatever. So, like, I'm the one that invited her, so of course I'm going to pay. Yeah. And then also, like, you know, she's not a scumbag either. Like, she's like, oh, I can pay for my, like, I can pay for half or I can pay for my meal. Like, you know, then it's like, no, it's okay, I got it. Like, I invited you type of thing. But if some, like, if say we first met and she invited me, I would still kind of have that same expectation. Like, it's just me as a person, like, or like, I'll pay or I'll pay for half. Like, I would do the same thing that she did and then just go from there. But I don't know. I've never been in a situation where somebody invited me and then expect me to pay.
How about, like, when you're out with the homies and, like, he's like, hey, like, I got you. Like, or do you ever, like, tell them, like, oh,
I buy my homies at work, I buy them coffee all the time, or they'll buy me lunch, or, like, yeah. So
yeah, like, we do that, like, especially, like, my coworkers that I'm friends with, like, we've gone out to lunch, or, like, after work, we'll go get drinks and shit, and their signs are, like, I'll get the bill, their signs are, like, where they'll get the bill, and unless it was, like, crazy expensive, like, then in that case, we'll split it, but, like, if it's, like, I think last time we went out, it was, like, $60 for both of us together.
Did you say he hardly ever drinks?
Huh?
Did he say he hardly ever drinks?
I said I hardly ever get drunk.
Okay. Yeah, you actually always do drink.
I drink pretty often, but I don't get drunk, dude.
But, yeah, going back to that, I don't know. I agree with you. Like I'll offer, they offer. Sometimes it even becomes, like, an unspoken thing. Like, oh, it's my turn. You know what I mean? Like, I'll pay this time, and then they pay. I got the next one.
Have you ever had a bad first date?
To be honest, I've never really gone on on many dates. But, like, some people would consider my first date with Steph a bad one.
Oh, yeah, because you got the...
Yeah, I messed...
The IBSs?
Well, no, because it was... I think that was a different day, but I can say both. I'm pretty sure I've said them before, but our first date, we're just hanging out at
her parents on the first date.
No, we were hanging out at a lookout.
That's me.
We were at a lookout spot, and then I was like, "Oh, let's go to In-N-Out." We our first date was at Applebee's. Anyways, it was one of our first dates. We'd like go to In-N-Out, and still like talking, not like boyfriend girlfriend yet. And we go to the drive-thru so we can go back to the hangout spot, and. I got us each a meal. I get the bag. I look in the bag, and then I hand it to her after I look in it, and then we get to the location, the hangout spot, and I grab, you know, I take the bag. I'm like gonna hand her food. I'm like, there's only one burger and one fry in this bag, and the worst part is that I looked in the bag, yeah. Right? So it's kind of like some people could consider that a first date, and she actually said like that's kind of a bad like. A bad first date, and then I'm like now that yeah I guess it could be, but like to me it's like it's just a funny like memory, but maybe that's just me trying to cover it up, but like to me that's like something funny, like oh you remember that one time.
Yeah, that's more funny. Yeah, I don't want to consider that a bad date.
It's funny because like I feel like In-N-Out doesn't fuck up that often, but when they do it's like at the worst fucking time.
And then It was like it's like okay, she's like you eat the burger, like I'll eat the fries, and like we ended up you know sharing it.
I would have just gone back. Why didn't you guys, was it far from the In-N-Out?
It wasn't too far, but it's just one of those things.
And In-N-Out always has a line, bro.
It's just one of those things here. Like, you just take the L sometimes.
I got a flat tire on my first date with Evelyn.
I think you told her.
I think that's what you guys about that.
She met your parents the first time.
Yeah, because I didn't have a... I think I had a spare, but I didn't have a jack. And roadside assistance was like 2 hours away for some reason. So I just called my dad. I was like, can you bring me a jack?
Yeah. Did they meet... Did she meet them, or she was like, she just saw them?
Or she hit out of the car.
I was like, hey, my parents are gonna drop off the jack for me so we can fix it. So I can fix the tire. I was like, you don't have to like introduce yourself. I told her, I was like, but like if you want, just like say hello, just say like buenas noches or something. That's all she did.
Yeah.
I think that was appropriate, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I didn't want to put that pressure on her.
See, and again, that goes down to being another one of those, like, oh, that was, like, it's an interesting first date. Like, it's not a bad one. Like, it's just, I guess it depends. Like, if you guys weren't together, like, it didn't work out, then you can be like, yeah, that was kind of a messed up, like, first date. But because it has worked out, you know, and because you guys are together, it's like, okay, well, it's a funny story, or it's, like, a story that we're going to remember forever. It's not just, like, a classic, like, sit down, had dinner, go home, you know. It's like it adds something to it. Have you had any messed up first dates?
It didn't end badly. Like it went well. I thought it went well, at least. But at some, like, we went out, I took the girl out to dinner and we had like drinks or whatever, and it was a girl that I met like on a dating app, and it was actually when I first started, like when the first time I ever used a dating app, I believe. And I made the mistake of mentioning to her, I was like, oh, you know what? Like if I was a girl, dude, like I would just like, you know, like if I wanted a free meal, I would just like go out, like get on there and swipe on somebody and like, you know, be like, oh, let's go on a date or whatever. And she's like, yeah, you know what? You're right. Blah, blah, blah. And after that, never heard from her again.
She probably thought you were accusing her of doing that or some shit.
I don't know. It was my first time on it, and it supposedly was her first time on it too.
Like, yeah,
she was
right.
she was like, I've never.
Classic. Wow. She kept getting notifications. Phone was probably face down. Like, oh, I gotta mute my Tinder notifications.
I actually never used dating.
I used them for a little while. I mean, I talked to some girls, but I never met up with anyone. I never went on any dates based off of Tinder or any of the other apps.
I've always been too shy to do that. Like, that goes back to, like, why, like, I wasn't really on social media back then.
It's pretty, I feel like nowadays it's pretty standard or whatever, but it's not a fun.
I'm just so good at talking to people in person, dude, so I don't know, like.
Damn, calm down.
He's got Riz, bro, he's got Riz.
Like, even, like, making friends, like, in, like, or just, like, starting conversations with, like, random people, I'm, like, good at that.
Yeah, you're a very personable person.
I'm not.
I'm like iffy. I gotta be in a good mood to be like that, but more often than not, I'm not. I don't know where I was going with that. Oh yeah, dating apps. I think at that point, like, I think I started using them around like 2021, and I've always been kind of like a hopeless romantic, and I had just accepted the fact that at that point, like, if I meet someone, it's gonna be
2011. You mean 2011?
What do you mean?
Dating apps?
No, when he was 20.
When I was 20, 21.
So oh, that was like, I thought you said in 2021.
I was like, what, no. 20, so you turned 21 in like, what, 2014?
No.
2015?
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. No, like, yeah, 2014, 2015. 14. That's when they were like, you know, popular, and it was the okay thing to do. Because before that, it was like.
Is it not okay anymore?
No, I'm just saying before that it was like a hookup thing. It would be like usually people just want to hook up and they would use that. Or like people were too scared, like, nah, like you're whack. Like if you're using dating apps, you're whack. You have no risk, like whatever. And at that point, I think it became like one of those things that's like, all right, well, you know, it's okay now. Like we're in the technology age. Like you can use dating apps to meet people, whatever. And I was like, I had accepted that. I'm like, you know, if I meet someone, it's going to be through this. Like, I'm not, like you said, like you, I'm not very good at talking to people in person. Like, I get too shy, too nervous, or I don't know, just I feel weird. Maybe I'm self-conscious, whatever. That was my thought process. So I was like, I'll ease into it online. And then, you know, you guys start sharing. You share your Instagrams first. That way you can actually see each other's, like, profiles, and you can actually see your pictures, and you can look at their tag pictures and
so
all that.
Start
shit.
Flexing on your story and start posting more.
Well, that was before stories, but because like you were limited on the dating apps to how many pictures you can put, and then obviously like some people be catfishing and all that, so you want to dive deeper before you meet this person if truly you are looking for more than just a hookup. And that's where I was. I was like, that's gonna be how I meet somebody. It's gonna be through a dating app.
You're young and you were already giving up?
I wouldn't call it giving up.
I'm 21 and you're a hopeless romantic, dude.
Oh yeah,
yeah, but you have a whole life ahead of you.
when you're 21, you don't think like that. Yeah,
you know, everything seems like it's the fucking end of the
world. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel that for sure. But I don't know. I mean, I think I thought the same mentality as well. You know, like fuck it, like this is the way it is now.
Do you guys ever have like a best friend that you told like, oh, if we're still single at 30, like we're gonna get married? Did you guys?
Yeah, me and Lewis had a pact.
Really?
Luckily, you know, we both met someone.
I saw a TikTok where like some chick was like, oh, I'm hitting up my best friend because we agreed that at 30 we would marry each other. So I don't think I have.
I feel like I did, but I probably don't talk to that person no more.
I still have the
you
same
and Charlie had a fallout or what? Huh? You and Charlie had a fallout?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
He's like, I mean, I was just kidding, but I don't think he was. Yeah. Nah, I'm...
But you know what? I don't know. Like dating apps is it's almost like, if you really think about it, like it's almost equivalent of like if you went to a bar and there was one girl in the bar and there's like 20 dudes talking to her and you're like, you're one of the dudes that's trying to get in there and talk to her.
Yeah. And that was a big thing too. It's like you had to be unique, right? With your opener, you had to have a little bit of riz with your writing. Cause stand like out. You,
stop saying riz, dude. I'm
no, it's in my vocabulary now.
It's done deal, bro.
Yeah. So you had to have that. So you can't, it became a thing where it's like you can't just say hey or hello or what or hi, whatever. You had to like be specific to a certain trigger word in their bio or a certain picture, like one of their many pictures. Like you had to be specific to that, right? Like you couldn't just jump in there and say hey, because more often than not, they're not going to reply.
That's why I hate dating. Like yeah. All that, like that. It's not that it's like it seems overwhelming or whatever, but I'm just like, that's too much.
Oh, and also your profile like, has to have like yeah, something that stands shit. Out as well. Yeah. It can't just be, you know, like Leo, they call me Big Cat, 5'7", I like to work out.
27.
Yeah, like it can't just be that. Like it's got to be like interesting. Which, by the way, we should have Rafi Blanks back in here, and we should take over his Tinder or whatever. His Chispa.
His Chispa. Have you heard of that one?
Yeah. I almost got one.
Damn, you gave
up. Oh, you were giving up, huh?
You gave up on
damn,
America.
Bro, you were giving up like that. No, of course, you have no riz. Yeah, why wouldn't you give up?
No, but like Tinder was like dying out. Bumble seemed kind of weird.
And wait, I thought you didn't use that stuff.
I never did, but like, this is what I heard, dude.
My friend told me, okay.
I was having a lot of luck on Grindr, but
he thought for some reason Grindr was popping up.
I mean, it's like I never used one, but I heard that like it was getting whack because I had friends that would use it, that they would use Bumble and they would use Tinder, and they're like, "Oh, dude, like you should try Chispa is like the new thing."
Bumble got sued.
Really?
Yeah, because somebody was like, "Oh, you know, it's not fair that the girl, like the girls, are the only ones that could contact the."
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
I didn't get no money off that bullshit, though. Because I was part of it. They had a class action lawsuit. Cents. No, all I got was like a boost or something like that.
You were that
a boost. Boost
your profile. That's because you were that common denominator that wasn't getting hit by the girls.
He's like, this guy's not active. It don't matter. So you and everybody else got a boost, which ended up being like a normal fucking thing.
Yeah.
Because everyone was boosted.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Fucking Bumble.
Have you guys ever actually gotten like money off of those class action lawsuits?
Every once in a while, like yeah. Wells Fargo will send me a check.
I get some from Walgreens.
Still?
Yeah, I actually just got a. I didn't get a check. I got a notification that somebody is doing a current
what?
One. Yeah.
I didn't get that shit.
Yeah.
I was there longer than you.
I think it's when I went back.
I was still there.
Were you there when I went back? No, I think I had left. Or you had left a little bit after or before. I don't know.
I forgot you went back. You went back like 3 times then, right?
Just once.
Really?
Yeah, I worked there in 2019. Was it? No.
It's because Leon.
I worked there in like 2013 or 2014. And then I went back in 2019 for like a month or two, and then I left.
Oh.
Yeah.
I left in 2019.
Okay. So
that's probably when you got in.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think you got me back in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got sued for making them stand.
Yeah.
At the check cash registers. Like, that's within that the job description. Yeah.
Yeah.
It literally says that's be able to stand for long periods of time.
That's a cashier anywhere you go.
Right.
Not anymore. They're putting fucking chairs in. They got
stools now.
Really?
Which in reality, dude, who cares? Like, let them sit. Who cares?
Yeah, yeah. I don't care either, but it's like, it's stupid that
we weren't supposed to sit at the gas station, but I sat anyways.
Yeah.
My manager never came in, so.
It never affected me because I was a leader at that store. I didn't care. If you guys were busy up there at the register, you could bring in up customers. But like 9 times out of 10, like there was always a task assigned to that cashier, whether it was like stocking cigarettes or checking expiration dates on the candy. There was always something for them to do.
If you didn't have a customer, you're not just standing there. Like very rare did you just stand there and wait for someone.
Yeah,
you'd be doing something.
But those were always like busy stores too, so there was always a good flow of customers. It's always something to do. Yeah.
I'm very good at finding nothing to do in a job. That's my special talent.
Anybody hiring?
Actually, I have an interview, or I'm going to interview for something pretty soon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Different field?
Yeah, pretty much what he does, but for like health food stores and shit.
Oh, sick.
We'll see. We'll see if it's right for me.
You guys want to do one more Reddit or are we done?
Let's do the courtroom one.
All right. All right.
The biggest shock you've ever received in a courtroom. When I was 10 or 11, my mom was charged with selling drugs to an undercover cop. At the time of the supposed crime, she was at home, having a birthday party in our front yard. 17 kids and 5 adults to verify that she was there. The big shocker was when the officer gave the description of the woman in court. Blonde, 5 feet 9 inches, 300 to 350 pounds. The judge took one look at my mom and dismissed the case. My mom was 5 feet 2 inches, 145 pounds, and has black hair. The officer insisted she had dyed her hair and was confused when the judge said that was not even the main issue. The judge asked the officer to explain how a person can lose 7 inches and 150 pounds in 7 days. He was stuttering like he forgot how to speak. I noticed the judge getting upset. He called the officer a dysfunctional, incompetent imbecile and dismissed the case.
Oh.
Unprofessional? Maybe. Deserve? Yes.
Damn, the judge called the cop that?
Yeah.
Question.
That's wild.
I feel like I've heard that happening before.
Wait, before you ask, can I ask a question first? Which of those descriptions are you swiping right on?
When was it? What was one like 5'7"? The other one was like 5'1"?
Yeah. One was like 300, the other one was like 150.
Weight?
Yeah.
Come on, dude. You didn't have to ask me that.
What's the answer?
Why would you ask me that?
That's why.
You already know I'm shallow.
The real answer is, what else is on the bio?
You don't even know what they look like.
Yeah, dude. Damn, you really are shallow. What was your question?
Oh. How did he get the mom to the courtroom?
What do you mean?
Oh, wait, what?
Like, because the description never matched or whatever, like, so that means he straight up just went up to the mom and arrested the mom at the birthday party?
It was a ticket or something. You got summoned in court.
But oh, yeah, yeah, he probably wasn't, like, actually in jail. They probably got arrested at some point, then released, and then they're like, oh, you got to show up to your court date. And then the judge will decide.
But how did this kid's mom end up being there?
Because she's the one that got arrested. Or actually, I don't know.
Yeah, sounds fake to me, bro.
Yeah, I don't know what the point of that one was. You know, I realized a Reddit rant, like halfway through listening, I'm like, I wasn't listening. Now I got to start listening. I've always had that problem.
That's just life. That's just life for me, bro.
Yeah.
Like at work when like my boss is like talking to me or something, like halfway through, I'm not paying attention.
What did we even talk about today? I don't know. I'm going to have to listen back and then figure it out.
I'll be doing that shit like at meetings and stuff. I'll be
during training. They're showing you something. And you're like, oh,
you guys ever gone to court?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A long time ago. I was like barely 18 or 19.
Barely legal, huh?
Yeah.
And did you go to court for it?
I got all that shit dismissed. Driving without a license. I had my permit with the test scheduled for like a week before that.
Driving without a foreskin.
Sorry. Well, I thought we didn't talk about the foreskin in season 3, dude.
Oh, sorry, man. New year.
Anyways, I got all that shit dismissed because, like, by the time my court day was up, everything was all good.
Well, the doctor said you had to, right?
The doctor? What the fuck?
Yeah.
I'm done, dude.
Yeah, it's been real. Thanks for listening. We'll see you guys next week.
Like and subscribe. Clear Frames, the pod with the most Riz.
Peace.
Peace.
Oh, man. That was too good.
There it is for your reference.
Riz, another word for spitting game. How good you are with pulling and sustaining bitches.
March 31st, 2022. So we're a year old to this shit already.
Really? But
that's when it was updated. Oh, Scott. Maybe it's an East Coast. No, that's